Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
What's that, Nutcracker? That's Nutcracker, right? Yeah, that's a Nutcracker suite. I remember that. I love that play. I love that ballet. And the music is wonderful. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're wrapping up our live Christmas Day show. Christmas show, I should say. Christmas Day is not today because it's on the weekend. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Barbara Weltman with us. Barbara's one of our dear friends and one of our very special Brain Trust members. We couldn't have done without her for the last almost 19 years. BarbaraWeltman.com. Please check out her website. You know mine, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Barbara, as we wrap up the hour, I've been talking a lot over the years, and especially today and on holidays like Christmas like this, Christmas holidays like this, and Happy Hanukkah, by the way.
And Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. So I've been talking a lot about intellectual honesty. And I wish that more and more of us, if we have someone who we are different from, we're politically different from them, we're religiously different from them, if that's creating a problem, if that's causing some issues, how about an exercise like this? I'll take your side, you take my side, and let's argue against each other like that. Let's try to find the common, something in the middle there that I think I could take. All right, so I'm a Christian. You're Jewish. You know, you would become the Christian. I'd become the Jew, and we talk about the two religions and or Republican and Democrat, conservative, liberal, whatever it might be. Well, there's more common ground and it's prettier there. It's more beautiful there, isn't it? On that common ground.
Well, I also think it takes an awful lot of bravery to do that because you are exposing yourself,
right?
And laying yourself out there. And I think that I think people are just more comfortable sticking to whatever their position, their side, their religion, whatever it might be. That's their comfort zone.
Well, the thing that it seems to me, Barbara, we've got a severe disease called rightism. I just coined that term, rightism, just now. I'm right, Barbara. My politics are correct. I'm right. I know I'm right because these are the reasons why I'm right. I know I'm right. And by golly, that's the way it is. Don't you think that's what's going on right now with regard to regions and religion and politics and all that?
That's true. That's absolutely true, and I think that you've hit on something here. But adding to that, it's not that I'm right. I'm right, but therefore you have to be annihilated.
You're wrong, and you're not only wrong.
You can't even exist.
You're not even wrong. We have to discredit you. We have to squash you.
That's right.
We can't just be right.
We can't just disagree.
You and I can't be right and coexist.
Exactly.
You can't be right. I can't be right and coexist because that doesn't work in the universe, right?
That seems to be the feeling from a lot of people these days.
Well, as a Christian, and I know as someone of the Jewish faith, you join me in saying to our friends in Islam, please, please find a way to stop all this madness, this terrorism. Barbara, there are way more people in the Muslim faith, in Islam, who are like you and me than there are who are stupid people who want to hurt people. They've got to get control of that. I don't know what we're going to do about it. What do you think?
Well, absolutely, and
I know
probably,
I know those people too. By the way,
sure.
You do too.
Yeah, of course. And you're so correct to point out that it's not everybody, but it's enough that it's creating
right.
this fear, perception, you know, and concern, and it's up to everybody, people of Muslim faith and everybody else to make sure that doesn't continue.
Yeah, we've got to fix this, folks. We've got to, we're on this planet. We're not going to go anywhere. It's not really that big either, Barbara, this planet Earth. In the scheme of things, we're pretty small. We're like Whoville and Horton Hears a Who. You know, we're pretty small. Hey, Barbara, thank you for all the time that you give us. Thank you for your leadership and for your friendship.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen. BarbaraWeltman.com. Check it out. We'll have her back another day. As I wrap things up, folks, let me tell you that whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is beautiful, whatever is of good repute, if anything is excellent or worthy of praise, think on these things. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.